down. And my daddy used to love what they call brown stews. And you know how much he paid for 2 pounds of brown stew? 25 cents. And it was real good stew, you know. And then that big old thick iron pots about that thick on a wooden cook stove. They set it on a stove and brown. He'd put what he called brown it. They said and stir it and then cut up onions into it. And black pepper. And he liked thyme too. We raised thyme and peppers and all that right in the yard. Had it in the yard and sage. All in the yard, catnip and all that right in the yard. And he seasoned up, and then when it got nearly done, he put ash potatoes in it. And we'd have what's called beef stew. And steak, because that steak was stuffed, you had to beat it. It was raised right out in the pine woods. He liked the beef we're getting now. And you beat that beef and fry it, and you buy that for about 10 or 12 cents a pound. But they had no refrigeration. They had to kill this beef and sell it out on the weekend. And then they'd have pickled beef and salted and pickled it. I guess you've read about jigs, you know, it's corned beef and cabbage. Jigs, you know, maggot and jigs. And in the paper, you know, Maggie didn't like corned beef, and Jiggs did. Well, I used to handle corned beef out in the bully plant. Pickled, it's good, you know, and taking boiled salt out of it, and then cooking, it's real good. Pickled, what's called pickled beef, and they put whole pepper into it, and spices, you know, in the dough where they pickle it. And when I was a boy, I was showing, well, I can show you some of the pictures of it. Now here's the vessel loading in the canaries, not here, right here. That's the George W. Truett. I will help load ties on that vessel. There's the old cannon there. And the docks, they used to have the docks there. They call it piling here, but they're wrong. She loaded cross-eyed. Now they had two vessels named George W. Truett. One was named George W. Truett and the other George W. Truett Jr. The captain's son of one of them vessels married a girl in St. Mary's. One of the Arnau girls.
They
loaded piling here, but that there vessel was loading at that dock. You see the dock there?
Mm-hmm.
The piling vessel loaded down here, and they didn't have a dock, see?
Oh.
And
do you want to pull your chair out? Are you comfortable?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, do you want to sit back in the chair?
Well, that, yeah, I'm all right.
Keep a bucket in the kitchen for scraps that you
feed
the animals?
Keep a bucket in the kitchen? Yeah, you used to have to go out in the street to the well and get water in the bucket and bring it into the kitchen, see?
I mean, did you keep one that you throw food scraps into that you could go out and feed the animals?
Yeah, they had that, especially, you know, in town. I want just another thing. That's the old house. In St. Mary's, right back of that store. You all went yesterday, right back of it. That old custom house.
What's a custom house?
That's where when the vessels come in, they got to take their papers to the custom house.
Cool.
See.